Division after the elections can still be felt around the country. More than 200 people have been displaced in southern Zambia as a result of political violence. And an opposition leader, Nevis Mumba, was arrested this week for storming into the newsroom of the national broadcaster. However, the party will take place in the capital, Lusaka. Zambia's chief civil servant in charge of the ceremony, Roland Msiska, says the government has declared today a public holiday to allow all Zambians to attend the event. People in Lusaka told me they were optimistic, but that they wanted things to change.
We are expecting that Zambia will change from a better. Why I say so? Because the previous government, it's good that the same president has come in. Now what we want is let him change his plan. Let him concentrate on the economy. Let him concentrate on improving where he can create employment to the young ones.
I would love the Zambian economy to change, much especially when it comes to like dollar kwacha exchange.
So what is in store for the country's economy over the president's next five-year term? The International Monetary Fund says it is ready to agree a financial aid package with the Zambian government. Sources at the Ministry of Finance have indicated that a package of more than 1.3 billion euros will come with conditions that electricity and fuel subsidies should be removed. They also say public expenditure will have to be cut. Economist Peter Ndashe from the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection says poverty is likely to increase because of this package.
We've seen that the cost of living has pretty much been high. So by the conditions that might come, actually the cost of living might drastically go up, and that might have negative impact on most of the households who are already struggling to afford the already high cost of basic food items.
More than 60% of the country lives below $1 per day. These Zambians will be watching the new president to see if he can make even a small improvement to their living standards. Kathy Short, RFI, Lusaka.